My name is Laura Bogish. I'm age 62, heterosexual, and I live in the United States. My first memory of having an orgasm, I actually don't specifically remember my very first orgasm. I masturbated regularly, gosh, for as long as I can remember, since the time I was a preschooler, certainly. I mean, I remember probably being age 2 and masturbating in the bathtub with my fingers. And I did it regularly as a child, pressing my vulva up against the swing set pole on the playground. I was particularly fond of Barbie's feet touching my clitoris. So I had lots of masturbatory experiences and touching myself. And I remember in my early teens, maybe about 13 or so, that those feelings just intensified. What I would do is I'd flutter my fingers rapidly on either side of my clitoris. And then I remember feeling a sense of pleasure building up and becoming more intense until it reached a peak. And like I said, I don't really remember my first time, but I remember multiple times masturbating. And I would do it daily, definitely before I went to bed every night. And then often during the day when I got some time to myself. So definitely orgasmed and have lots of good memories about that. Let's see, what does an orgasm feel like to you? Well, it feels like a peak of an intense, blissful physical pleasure. Sometimes that feeling is located in my body near my genitals, and then other times it'll spread to other areas in my body or kind of radiating out from my genitals, or it'll even go throughout my entire body. In my orgasm buildup, the feelings of pleasure usually start around my clitoris. And then as the buildup progresses, that pleasure feeling gradually becomes more intense and then radiates out from my genitals. And sometimes I can even feel that orgasmic energy, pleasure energy, moving through my body with my breath. If I end up experiencing a full body orgasm, I usually, when that's going to happen, it'll start with a tingle in my toes, and I know it's coming, and I'll feel kind of like that tingle increase and then kind of move up my legs and up my body, and it'll go all the way up to my head. And then when it reaches my head, I have this like mind-blowing huge orgasm. How do I know I'm about to have an orgasm? Well, the intensity of pleasure increases and it becomes much stronger. And then when I'm close to orgasm, it like feels so good that I almost think that I can't stand it, but I stay with it. You know, I don't stop. I stay with it. And I also during this time, like I'll be breathing deeply through my mouth. And as I'm coming to orgasm, I'm always completely present in my body. I mean, I might be thinking a fantasy, but sometimes even I think my fantasy stops. It's just like I'm completely experiencing my body right before I orgasm. Do my orgasms always feel the same? No. There's a wide variety of orgasm. And I think sometimes with orgasm, it's even almost like a competition within ourselves, like just because there always is a range. And I appreciate every single orgasm that I have, and I can feel satisfied from every orgasm that I have. Some of my orgasms are just small jolts of pleasure. Sometimes it feels like I'm riding like waves of pleasure. Like, you know, when it's happening, I can just almost imagine myself like on a surfboard, and, you know, it just kind of like keeps like peaking and then down and then peaking and then down in these like small waves. Sometimes my orgasms are just one big blast of pleasure. And then sometimes I'll have like giant orgasms that fill my entire body. Typically, my orgasms will increase in intensity as I continue masturbating after my first one. Usually, my first orgasm is not as intense as the ones that follow it. So that's motivation to keep orgasming. Although in preparation for this interview, I did just go up and I only had like one orgasm. And I used the erosilator, direct clitoral stimulation. And I think I was already pretty aroused before my orgasm. But yeah, that was a good one. But it was intense, though, just around my clitoris. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes, you know, I'll just feel it in my genitals and not throughout my whole body. Do you ever feel a complete release after having an orgasm? Yes, I do feel a release, but sometimes I'm not satisfied and I want another one. So I think that there's a difference there. Like sometimes, you know, when people talk about a release, they think it's like satisfied. There is like a kind of feeling after I reach that peak and have that orgasm. But if it was a less intense orgasm, like it might not, the satisfaction might not last very long. It's almost kind of like, you know, scratching an itch. And, you know, you scratch it and you think you're done, but then it starts itching again. And so then you got to go back after it. That's the same for me with orgasms. I need to go scratch that itch again. Most of the time, it takes me like two or three orgasms at least before I feel satisfied. And I think that's because my first orgasm isn't always as intense as my later orgasms. Was masturbation supported in your home growing up? Yes. I am so grateful that my parents were both orgasmic sexual people and they never got the memo that I was supposed to be shamed about masturbation. So, you know, it's not like, you know, they told me about it or told me to do it. But, you know, if, for example, when my mother saw me playing with my vulva in the bathtub, she did not tell me no. I don't ever recall being told that I shouldn't touch myself. As a child, my parents taught me the correct name for my vulva, and they distinguished my clitoris as well. You know, when I said something to my mom about, you know, in my vulva, there's this one spot that I touch and it feels really good. And she would say, well, that's your clitoris. It's supposed to feel good. So I definitely got good messages about my genitals, and I was never discouraged from exploring my body. Did you experience any shame or guilt? Well, I wasn't ashamed for masturbation or sexual pleasure, but I did experience shame about my body type and appearance. And that was since I was a young child. And I think, too, I remember my mother always complaining about the size of her body and dieting. And she was even addicted to diet pills for a while. And I remember my mother's mother, my grandmother, talking about how she was short and dumpy and she wanted to be tall and willowy. So we have this history of women in my family not being happy in the bodies and accepting the bodies that they have. So that was an area of guilt and shame, but never about pleasure. Pleasure was always good. How did taking a body sex workshop affect your orgasms? Well, I did take a workshop, and even though I was already orgasmic, when I took a workshop, it helped me have a more informed masturbation practice. And that helps me orgasm consistently. I'm more aware of how the pleasurable feelings present themselves in my body and what techniques I can do to enhance my pleasure experience. So for example, like much more often pre-body sex, I would, if I had a hard time orgasming, you know, I'd be right on the edge of orgasming and I'm tensing and I'm holding my breath and I just want to orgasm and I'm not successful. Well, I've learned through body sex that what I need to do is just relax and breathe, like stop chasing the orgasm. That was like, that was like the biggest aha for me. And I no longer chase the orgasm. I focus on pleasure in my body and let my orgasm come when my body is ready. And that's much more successful for me. And so now if I realize I'm chasing my orgasm, I stop and I change that. So that's what I mean by informed practice. Just being more aware of my body and what will help me bring me to orgasm. How does masturbation support your orgasm? Well, honestly, I think my lifetime of masturbation practice has enabled me to become an orgasmic woman. It's helped me learn where and how to touch and stimulate my body so that it feels good sexually. And because of, and then the opposite of that is true too. It's kind of like, I know how to touch and stimulate my body for pleasure, but it's also because I touch and stimulate my body for pleasure that I'm able to experience more pleasure because I'm responsive to genital stimulation. So I've trained my body through masturbation to be responsive. So whether I'm touching my body or someone else is touching my body, I'm much more responsive in general. I would just conclude by saying, like, I've masturbated since childhood. And so that's really what's helped me become more orgasmic. Are your orgasms alone different from orgasms with a partner? I'd have to say I orgasm most reliably alone. And I have had very intense orgasms by myself, but I'd have to say probably the most intense orgasms have been with partners that provide stimulation when I'm completely relaxed. And this isn't through intercourse. This is really through like manual stimulation. It's probably like three or four orgasms in. And usually when I'm by myself, I'm usually kind of tapped out by then and said like, okay. But when I'm with an enthusiastic partner, sometimes they'll keep going as long as I'm willing. And then I get to these really wonderful, blissful relaxation orgasms, that are just super intense. I don't always have an orgasm with partner sex. And actually, I've only had one orgasm with vaginal intercourse. So I need clitoral stimulation in order to orgasm. Intercourse feels very good when my internal clitoris is aroused. In fact, there's a point where I want penetration. If you hear me masturbate, sometimes before I orgasm, one of my tells is before I orgasm will be fuck me, because that's a point that I want to be penetrated. And in my mind, I think that's because my internal clitoris is completely erect at that point, and I want to get some of that internal stimulation to indirectly stimulate my internal clitoris. So intercourse is pleasurable, but I just don't usually orgasm, in fact, just once from intercourse alone. A lot of the times when I've had really intense orgasms, it's when a boyfriend is stimulating me with fingers, a vibrator, a dildo, the attention's focused on me. For me, I think one issue I have with partner sex is that I'm always thinking about my partner's pleasure more than my own. So even if I'm riding on top, I'm thinking about his experience and I'm not like fully in my pleasure because I'm kind of looking for signs that he's being pleased. And I know that's a growing edge for me, is learning how to feel mutual pleasure in partner sex and, you know, kind of let my partner take care of himself and I take care of myself. Let's see. What would you tell your younger self about orgasms? I tell myself, don't worry, orgasms don't stop as you get older. Not that I was ever really worried about that, but Yeah, that I kind of felt like maybe the orgasms by myself, not with a partner, were somehow like diminished. That like the goal was to have partner orgasms. And, you know, that's not really where my pleasure lies. I mean, my biggest pleasure lies with orgasms that I have alone. And as I've gotten older, my orgasmic capacity has actually increased as I aged. So, you know, really, when I was younger, there's not like a limited number of orgasms, and there isn't like, you know, partner orgasms aren't necessarily better than the orgasms I have by myself.